Greetings, mortals and others. I'm Dicterhune, the voice from hell. Walk with me into the marketing morgue. So, we're back from the dead. Again. And with reanimation as the running theme here, let's spend a few minutes together to bring your haunt's advertising and marketing back from the dead. Or better yet, avoid demise entirely. I have identified 13 things you should absolutely, positively, never, ever do when advertising and marketing your haunted attraction. The first is awful disclosure. Instead of grabbing your potential customer's attention with a great story of your haunted attraction, you instead give a detailed rundown of each and everything a person will find or experience inside. Your chance to involve them in an exciting and engaging mystery instead has all the enticing effect of reading a grocery list to a complete stranger. The second mistake you must never ever make is to engage in public masturbation. Easy, Scully. By that, I mean anything that gets in the way of or does not support your sales message should never be included in your advertising. Some of these things are phone numbers, except when the only way to buy tickets is to call. Street addresses. Don't tell me where you are, tell me how to get there. The name of your production company. It's the name of your haunt you want them to remember. How many years you've been there. It doesn't matter if you've been there 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 25 years, your customer only cares about this year. Unsubstantiated claims. We're the largest, we're the scariest, we're the best. A complicated schedule of times and dates. Just use open and close or guide the listener to your website where you've posted everything. Oh, and your square footage. Nobody cares. Rule of severed thumb, if it's something you'd put on an application for a bank loan, don't put it in your advertising. I call it public masturbation because it's only meaningful to you, not everybody who's watching. Engage instead in public seduction. Draw me in, arouse my interest and curiosity, make me beg you to tell me how I can buy a ticket. The third mistake you must never ever make with your haunt advertising goes a long way in explaining a lot of haunt advertising. Hi, here's my money, make me a scary commercial. Bad news. Radio and TV stations, media and social media buyers are not in the creativity business. And that person who sells you a schedule of spots every year is not doing it for your benefit. Media outlets sell access to their audiences. Another way of looking at it is they sell you the real estate. What you build on it is up to you. And then there's haunt advertising mistake number 4. Everybody loves Freddy and Jason, right? The only haunted attraction that has ever legally used Freddy, Jason, and Leatherface in their advertising is Universal Halloween Horror Nights in 2007. Look it up on YouTube. Then search Haunted House TV commercials and see how many others are committing lawsuit-worthy acts of copyright infringement by using characters to which they have absolutely no rights. This is also a good time to bring up number 5 on the list of potentially fatal haunt advertising mistakes. Everybody loves Thriller and the Halloween theme, right? Real simple here. If you use anything with that little circled C attached to it, at the very least, it could result in a substantial fine. At the very worst, it could shut you down for good. The only way to prevent these two mistakes? Tell a story. Tell your story. Tell an original story. Not gonna lie. That Sandman character who infiltrates a sleep disorder research clinic and brings the patient's nightmares to life may sound a lot like a certain Mr. Krueger, and the crazed clan of hillbilly cannibals roaming the woods on the outskirts of town may bear a striking resemblance to a certain inbred family of homicidal Texans with chainsaws. But when you put your own spin on it and add a twist, not only have you created a brand new story, you've given yourself a marketing bonanza. Because this is a story and these are characters that you own. They become an integral part of your brand. It's also much more interesting to your customers than another guy in a hockey mask. And since the B word has now come up in this conversation, let's go to number 6. Brand? We don't need no stinking brand. In a nutshell, your brand is your relationship with your customer and theirs with you. There are some great branding statements out there, like the Asylum Haunted House in Denver. You'd have to be crazy to come in here. What's the relationship between a zombie paintball ride and a ticket buyer? What do you think? Shoot the frickin' zombies! The 13th Gate in Baton Rouge had a great TV commercial a few years back that featured a creepy little girl singing the branding message. If you're scared and you know it, scream out loud. Arriving at your own branding message can be a challenge. It has to be very simple, very evocative, very easy for your audience to understand and immediately relate to. And the overwhelming temptation is to commit mistake number 7. We're the scariest, we're the best. Why? Because we say so. Shouting from the rooftops, we're the biggest, we're the scariest, is not your brand. That's hype. On the other hand, if CNN, USA Today, Haunt World, Fangoria, or your local media have all said that about you, by all means, quote them. Better still, use the most credible sources of all. Your own customers in their own words. In the next episode of The Marketing Morgue, we'll finish up the list of 13 things you must never, ever do in your haunt advertising. Until then, join me at Transworld in St. Louis, March 19th through 22nd, to rip further into the guts of haunt advertising and probe the most effective and creative ways you can market and promote your haunted attraction. Find out where I'll be next at voicefromhell.com and by liking Voice from Hell on Facebook. I'm Dick Terhune. Join me next time in the Marketing Morgue, where there's always room for one more.
Podcast! Haunting Halloween and horror!